everybody. This is April 10th. It's a Wednesday at night, actually bedtime.
It's butt cheek popsicle bird.
No one knows what you're saying. Elias.
I said it's butt cheek popsicle bird.
Okay. Elias and I are chilling, really about to go to bed.
I took my dad's spot in bed.
It's been a long day. I worked all day and Elias was at school. But it was also a productive day.
Listen to my drum.
Actually, his stomach. So tell me about your day, Elias.
Okay. Today was a good, slash, weird day. But I won't tell the business of the weirdness because probably the two people won't like it. So it was good because I get to act crazy in class when there's a sobs out and then she doesn't write a note about me. They'd be like,
are you serious?
Yay!
Are you acting crazy in class because of the sub? You gotta respect the sub teachers. The reason
but I still act crazy.
You should.
I hope you're not Elias, listening to this teacher.
Elias.
Y'all.
You don't need to do that. That's very disrespectful. First, the most people that sub are people that have regular jobs, not really, or...
What?
No, what am I saying is
So my substitute that I had today worked for the Guardian Capsule?
She told you where she worked for, right?
No.
And she does that on the side, so don't give them one a hard time. Plus,
teaching kids is very
nerve-wracking.
Well, I got for like 3 seconds. When we come back for lunch, I do something like karate kick or something to sit down.
Okay, but don't injure anyone, because this teaching a child, you will learn.
I sometimes try to injure myself for no reason.
You will learn when you become an adult. Being a teacher is the hardest job ever do. It's the world's hardest job. They shape the minds of you and I.
My teacher's dress, Miss Craig's dress is just for teaching of like since on the SLLs. We're not in the quarterlies. We're not like get out of our seat. So it might be a little stressing for her. Not even that she has to put away our stuff that we set out. It's kind of stressing.
It is getting you ready for the test. Because starting from now on, because you're in third grade for almost the rest of your life, you'll have a standardized test. And the standardized test is to show you where you're going to be at. But don't stress about it. Because everything that you learned, as long as you learn and you comprehend, like I said, and you can execute it, you will be able to do well on that test. But what I'm saying is a teacher's job is the hardest job in the world.
I have stomach cramps.
They are the hardest working people.
Well,
being a teacher is the hardest job.
Well, Miss Craig, if you listen to this, it that true because don't think it that hard. Even though you have to like billions and trillions stuff in the world and then you just erase it.
Being a teacher is very hard. You're just a student of it. Like I said, you only know as much as yourself, your 9-year-old self. You don't know a lot of things. You have a lot of learning, a lot.
Well, my teacher is 39 years older than me.
It doesn't matter. You have a lot of learning. This is going to be a short podcast. We just wanted to say that we're here.
No!
We're going to be back full in action, sharing our thoughts of the day, sharing who we are, and we're laying down, making a lot of noise. Good luck to everyone tomorrow.
I hope
God
you have a wonderful day.
Wonderful day.
And can you order a brand new hoverboard for me, please?
No one's going to buy you a hoverboard.
Just the old.
If we don't take care of what you have, we're not getting another one.
Well, my
sign off.
Mud.
Have
well,
a
my,
good day.
Hey, take care. Mine rolls to mud and I got dirty because I'm an aunt and it broke. But we had a trillion days in the family.
Elias, have a sign off. Have a good day. We're signing off.
No!